I'm Will Moore. We're going to be getting to Tenshu Radio in a little bit, but first we got something much more immediate and important here in the studio. We got some live music from Splimit. They're a spicy rock band out of St. Paul. We got Mitch Benson on bass, Mike Harold on guitar, and Mike Kleiss on drums. Guys, how are you good? How are y'all doing?
Great.
We're doing good.
Yeah,
doing awesome. Swell. Swell and great.
I heard you guys had a pretty exciting day today out adventurous trails of Cook County.
Oh, yep. Yeah. We got sort of lost in the woods. But
went to Devil's Kettle with two different groups, and Mike and Mikey were in one group that took the three-mile trek versus the one-mile trek, and we lost them for a little bit, but we made it over here, and we're stoked to be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glad that you did not get lost in the wilderness out there.
It was beautiful, though, you know.
Yeah, like, absolutely. You didn't find out where the water went? Did you solve the mystery?
We were talking about it, but I don't know if we...
I think somebody else already did. But I don't know. I don't know the actual answer of where
it goes. I feel like,
actually,
you know what? You might be right. Maybe I'm the one who's misinformed here. But anyway, we got a great three-piece group here. They're going to be playing tonight at the Gunflint Tavern at 8:30. They were there last night as well. And you'll see them tonight, hopefully with some better weather, to be joining them as well.
Yep.
So let's start off with a song. This is going to get pretty crazy pretty quick here. Let's get a taste of Splimit. What's this first song called?
This first one is called Pedro. I think it's the fifth song off our record, Lumberland Success. Up, start off the day with a melon baller. Scoop out my brain and sell it all for another dollar. Someone had a dream and mistook it for a scalpel. Oh, rip off the ticket, flick it off with the free hand. Piggy, piggy, bang, bang, does it fit the picture? Is a lab ready? Can the model fit the modal mixture? I don't even know. Why don't you ask Pedro and please, hey, take a second, breathe. Universally speaking, everyone wants to get paid. Yay. Freeze, hey, take a second, breathe. Universally speaking, everyone wants to get pay, yay, pay, yay. Got none and no, got none and no, got none. You got none and no, got none and no.
Money Mike. I had a gold tooth, but I painted it white. Oh, my nickname is a lie. My wallet doesn't shine. Hope I come back as a nickel or a dime. His name is Splinter, the second of WAPO. And when he walks, thy walls do crumble. Everyone say, hey,
yeah.
All we wanna do is get mother freaking paid. And please, hey, take a second to breathe. Universally speaking, everyone wants to get paid. Yay. Universally speaking, everyone wants to get paid. Yay.
Pedro, not the direction. I was thinking more like vote for Pedro at the beginning of that song.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a song about money. I like that. I should have had my copy of the Lumberland Success handy in front of me. That's the name of the album from Splimit, who are joining me in the studio right now. They're going to be playing tonight at 8:30 at the Gunflint Tavern. Second day of a couple dates there. How did you guys all start playing music together here in this group?
Well, I could start off with that, and I just want to do a little show plug. Confused Brothers Band is going to be playing at 8:30, starting it off.
Okay.
And they're great guys, so yes. We brought them up for this weekend. They're kind of jammy, a bit stripped down and everything, but I think we're going to be going on around 10 or 10:30 tonight.
Oh, okay.
But,
you guys got the late set, then.
Yeah, we're doing the later night set.
The Moonlight.
What can you tell me about the Confused Brothers, then?
Confused Brothers, we've actually known these guys for a long time. The brother sense comes from Chad and Luke Hoffland, who play together. They're the brothers. And we do a lot of festivities and music events together in the cities and kind of do random coordinating. Their drummer couldn't make it fully, but they have a auxiliary percussion. So it's a little bit laid back vibe, but kind of rocky, kind of funky, kind of jammy, and cool. Just a bit more laid back.
Yeah. And then this stuff comes later.
Yep.
For people who are not here, which is just me and these guys, Mike here on guitar has brought in easily the biggest amp that has ever been in the studio way here at WTIP.
Oh, I'm honored.
And yeah, you needed an award or something, because this is pretty great. I can see the tubes in the back of it even.
I know, they shine just like, it's just beautiful, I don't know.
Crazy diamonds.
It's just, yep.
That'd be a good song for you guys to do. So how did this song, or how did this group start off?
The group started off with me and Mike. We used to play together with a different music event called Road Crew, and so we were just kind of jamming out together. It was high school, you know, probably like 16, 17, started making a band. And we've had a huge influx of drummers kind of over the past 8 to 9 year span. And Mikey over here on the drums has been with us for about like 2.5, almost 3, and he's killing it. We really like him.
I love them.
These guys moved into my house, and they were like, yo, we need a drummer. And it was a show. I asked them if I could like just audition on a Monday, and the show was on a Saturday that week. So I kind of just like quickly learned the songs, and then like the rest is history. Now we're working on a new EP and stuff, and having fun playing on the road.
So you guys moved into his house, and you didn't know he was a drummer?
No, we did.
Yeah.
You
told me he was a drummer.
My history with Mikey is strange, because we moved in the house. Me and Mike were living together in St. Paul. And then two roommates left, and we couldn't afford the new house. And I had a friend who was moving out of Mikey's house, known as the Side Pocket.
Yeah,
all good living spaces need a name.
Yes.
Yeah, Side Pocket Party Palace.
We're in the corner pocket.
Yeah. If you're ever on the road and need a place, they hit me up. Anyways, but one of my bands broke up, and I was in a bunch of projects, and I really didn't want to work a day job where I had sat in a cubicle. So I was like, can I play punk rock with you guys? And then they were like, it's more than punk rock. And I was like, sure, let's do it.
Basically.
Me and Mitch have shared a room on numerous occasions. So,
okay. Yeah. It's more than punk rock. It's spicy rock.
Why do you call it spicy rock?
Because we have trouble coming up with a name for it, I guess.
Yeah. we've still been coming to terms with trying to figure out how exactly to label it. But spicy comes in layers. I don't like saying onion rock, because that sounds stinky. Yeah, it makes people cry.
It makes me think of Shrek, honestly. Yeah.
Every song is a different flavor, too. Every song has a different spice to it.
Love it.
I think we try and keep it really diverse. We're definitely like a rock band, a little bit of a punk band, but we kind of like to go each track very differently.
That's Splimit here. That's Mitch Benson, the bass player. And you can catch them late tonight after the Confused Brothers at the Gunflint Tavern. Music there starts at 8:30. Let's do another song.
Yeah.
Cool. This one's off our demo called Purple Aura.
Smell great if you like the taste, we're having fun.
Oh, yeah, that was Splimit. That was called Purple Aura. You can catch this group along with the Confused Brothers at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. Starting at 8:30, these guys will be taking the stage around 10:30. Splimit, I think that I remember you mentioning that it's a combination of speed limit.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
How did you decide that would be the moniker of the group?
Well, I just like how quick and snappy it was, and I thought of it while driving, and I just thought, man, I think that'd be a like catchy name for a band, and I guess it just worked out in a great way.
I will say, back in the day, Mike was very gung-ho about calling this band the Butt Ventriloquist.
Yes, and a lot of people were like, change it!
And I wasn't really about it.
Change it to that or from that?
From that, yeah.
I think the Butthole Surfer's already kind of cornered that market. So
yeah, I got it from a Beavis and Butthead episode.
So. You guys, you've probably been told this before. You remind me a lot of Primus.
Woo.
Just with the arrangement and not just the bass playing, but everyone's playing. It really sounds kind of down that vein. Is that an artist that you listened a lot to, or that just kind of happened by accident?
We all unknowingly were at the same Primus concert.
Before we knew each other.
Wait, I was recently at a Primus concert too. What one was it?
Oh, this was a while ago.
This was 8 years ago.
Yeah,
I might have been
at
there.
The Orpheum.
At the Orpheum.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, the myth?
Portugal the Man was on that tour,
actually. I was
at
the one.
Well.
It was the Willy Wonka one. It was at the State Theater.
I didn't see the Willy Wonka one.
I didn't get to see that one either.
But anyway,
that was
sorry.
On my birthday. I missed it.
It was a good time.
I had finals.
I'd say
I ran into the guys from Space Monster there.
Oh.
Nice.
So that's what happened there.
Yeah, right on.
So anyway, I hijacked your story. What were you saying?
yeah, I think we're all just super huge Primus fans. And I think between me and Mike, that's kind of how we got started. But it's more about, I think, the idea about being able to kind of play something weird and have it be obtainable in a, I guess, a rock band sense. But I don't know. We always love Primus.
Yeah. I can get down to Primus.
What kind of reaction do you get when people hear you play for the first time?
Honestly, this is the one that I've been hearing a lot more. But I don't know. I treat it as a compliment. But Zappa, some people will say that for like Zappa, and I'm like, whoa, like.
Yeah, we've heard that like three times. We've heard that like three times now, I think, or three or four times. At least I have, and every time I'm just like, okay, thanks for that. I'm gonna set my ego aside and not let that affect me as much.
Remember Bobby Buttermilk, Jethro Tull?
That's yeah, what he said Jethro Tull once too. Yeah, we got a couple weird ones. But yeah.
Does Mike play flute or something?
Nope.
Not at all.
We did see a flute player down on the bay for that festival earlier.
That's cool.
Yeah, there are there are a couple flute players here in town.
Mm-hmm. You
can get down with. If Eric Hahn is listening, get down to the tavern tonight. Yeah, really cool stuff. And you guys have a new EP coming out, I understand. Mike, you mentioned that.
Yeah, we still have to record the vocals, but we're working on that, so you can expect that in the near future. Otherwise, yeah, we're just gigging, and when we're in town long enough, we'll record those vocals and get it done.
Yeah, part of it is kind of getting small parts together, making sure we're not getting overwhelmed with trying to, like, you know, it's hard to kind of manage money when you're thinking about recording and getting all the extra accessories and stuff. So right now I think it's just gigging out. It's called D All of the Above. Uh-huh. Trying to have a... Nice.
Yes, it's so good. That's the best reaction we've gotten so far.
Yes, yeah, best reaction. But I'm hoping November, December, January area.
Send me a copy for sure.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Splimit is joining me right now. You can catch him tonight along with the Confused Brothers, correct?
Confused Brothers Band, but yes, okay. Confused. They Brothers are confused.
Band. We are.
And I'm confused about it too. That's going to start at 8:30. They'll be going on later in the night. Let's do another song from Splimit.
All right, we've been doing it a little light on this recording session, but this one is for the aliens of Grand Marais. It's called Blue Afternoon.
We love you.
I wonder how far you have to be for gravity to push you away. Well, I don't know. Keeping track of time is hard, I guess, but I digress, 'cause time is lame. It keeps you grounded. Forget what told us. The universe is big enough for the both of us. I wonder if this light I'm seeing is just a star or another being. Someone pinch me, is this just a dream? Forget what they told us. The universe is big enough for the both of us. Felt this trance come over me. Them black beady eyes, the left.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
There actually is an organization in the county that claims they talk to aliens. Yeah. So that's perfect.
No, I've been trying to meet some people in the organization because I'm just so curious as to what's happening in Grand Marais.
Yeah, there was a big story about
I've seen a UFO.
But that's awesome stuff. Everyone needs an epic song about an alien abduction.
Of course,
in their music. Splimit's joining me right now, and you can catch them tonight at the Gunflint Tavern if you're just joining us. And you guys have one album out here, a full-length one called The Lumberland Success. And reading the liner notes, it mentioned that was the first song that you wrote and the first song you decided not to play. So what happened to that song?
Ooh. Wait, this is more so me and Mike question, but it was the Lumberland Success.
Oh, yes.
It was just a very dirty, profane, kind of teenage drunk song that came up.
It was it was birthed from like being something to do with a Reese's peanut, you know, Reese's Piece or Reese's Puffs. We put something inside of it, the box, and it might have been a Thunder Muffin.
that's a different story for that, but it's just a bad song, basically.
Okay. I'll take
it's a very bad song, and we decided not to use it, but use the name still because that was kind of the birth of us just playing random music together.
Absolutely.
We changed it a little bit after a while, but
yeah.
Well, tell me about this this baseball headed dude on the cover. Is he like your mascot?
Yeah, his name is Splifter.
Hiseka de Guapo.
Yeah.
Splifter Hiseka de Guapo.
Yep. Splifter.
Yeah.
Splimit, Splifter, you know. Get the
I love it so much.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it, but I love it. I don't really know either.
This is a secret little promo. We have one other character coming out.
Oh, a new character.
A new character comes out whenever
Challenger
this...
approaching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but his name is Death Rock.
With an E T H and then R O K.
I love it.
Rock.
So D-E-T-H-R-O-K.
I'll be looking forward to that. I want to know what he looks like.
Oh.
I wanted to mention one more thing about Galactic Get Down.
Yes.
Because on this show, probably like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had Joe Scarpolina who puts together.
Yeah.
So how did that go?
Galactic went really well, I think, for us.
I had a great time.
Mikey, why don't you weigh in?
Okay. Yeah, I had a blast at Galactic. I personally felt like everything was, Joe and Angela are just such loving people, and John Marin too. Like they're all like very cool, and we like to volunteer and help out with stuff. And we set up some cool decorations, and we had a great crowd, and everyone who caught our set had a great thing to say afterwards and gave us hugs. And by the way, I give the best hugs in the Minnesota music scene.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's not an ego boost. That's just a true fact.
It's true.
So if you ever see me and meet me, give me a hug. Galactic was one of those things where we're very thankful to like have that fan base now because it helps when we go to like those people's cities and stuff and see all the smiling faces and stuff.
Yep.
So you're not going to let the Zappa comment go to your head.
No,
but you're
going to
tell everyone that you are the best hugger.
The best hugger in the whole music scene.
You're going to have to figure this out if you want to go down to the tavern.
I think the Galactic family definitely is a different family because I don't think we've really had too many niches as far as a band because we never really had too many big pockets. And so one of the pockets is with the Confused Brothers and those people. And it seems like we have a lot more of a Galactic family now. And it's just really cool to keep meeting new people and talking with musicians and stuff.
Well, that whole crew that kind of extends from like jam bands to bluegrass to you guys to all sorts of stuff. That seems like such a close, like you said, like a family of musicians. And everyone's kind of playing on each other's stuff and helping each other out. That seems really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels cool. We got each other's backs always, you know, like anyone needs help ever. So
I was going to mention, speaking of other people in that scene, Mr. Blake Foster.
Oh, yeah.
You. So you, Mitch, have a Buddy Holly group with him?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
And me and Blake, and also the drummer for Space Monkey, like we've done a lot of different musicals and stuff together. Like we lived in Bemidji a couple different moments doing that kind of stuff. But, right now, it's a Buddy Holly resurgence show that we both play on, and it's just reliving the music of Buddy Holly and mostly doing stuff in the cities and whatnot. But there's Nick Freeman, who's a Buddy Holly impersonator, and he's really good at it. He's like in his 30s or 40s, so he's does a really good job. And Zach, spacing on his last name right now, Zach, he's the drummer. But he actually did tours with Gary Busey when he was touring the Buddy Holly story, and he's got a lot of awesome stories about Gary Busey.
I think there were only awesome stories about Gary Busey. Well, maybe awesomely bad.
They're like awesomely bad.
Yeah, of course.
Never met the guy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Gary Busey.
I want to meet this guy just so we can hear these stories. Have you ever played any Buddy Holly songs like Slim It style?
No, but I'd be super down with that. Honestly, I love his music.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I'm down.
Tell me about what's coming up next for the band other than the EP. Do you have gigs coming up or any other major events happening? Let's mic that. Other mic. Anyone who wants to talk.
Well, next weekend we're going to be over in like Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa. We're going to go with Space Monkey Mafia. I know they come up here pretty often. And we got a couple of in-town shows. I'm trying to set up a tour still for Colorado, do a little Midwest thing in November. Was kind of hoping the alignment of the new demo would work out with it, but we're still kind of taking our time with it. So I think maybe a tour around winter, after winter, we can release the record. And just been gigging Weekend Warrior stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good way to do it. Splimit is here. They're going to be playing tonight along with the Confused Brothers Band at the Gunflint Tavern, and they got one more song for us.
Ooh, yeah. Yep. This is one we haven't finished recording yet, but we will debut over at WTIP. Yeah. It's called Green Screen. It's going to be off the newly released D All of the Above.
Thank you.
New music debuting here on WTIP from Splimit Green Screen on the upcoming EP D, All of the Above. When in doubt, that's the option you always choose.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are playing tonight along with the Confused Brothers Band at the Gunflint Tavern, and they're going to melt some faces. Guys, thanks for coming in. This was fantastic.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Will.
You.
Thank you, Absolutely. Grand Marais. Thank you, Gunflint Tavern.
We love your place.
Yeah, come back very soon.
Oh, we will.
We're going to turn it back over to, I think, 10 Show Radio already in progress.